Blog Talk Radio.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the breaks ain't hurting me. Gain on a bomb, my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
Thursday, because tomorrow is my Friday. I work more hours during the week, Monday through Thursday, so I can have a three-day weekend to work on things that I want. And lo and behold, wow, it's already 2013. Man, I can't wait. Big celebration next month. 2013 is the year of the water snake. Yes, Chinese New Year, and every year I get to celebrate it big time. Homemade Chinese food. Get to watch a lot of great Asian films, not just action films, but just these really great, superb action films. So anyway, it's the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and mostly I talk about dreaming of working with Jackie Chan. And as you can see in the queue, when you're watching the queue, I actually put a picture all the time of Jackie Chan from his book, I Am Jackie Chan, so I think you can actually purchase it. I think they actually started republishing them once again, but that's actually one of my own type of Bibles that I actually do carry on film sets with me along with my infamous nunchucks. Anyway, I'm here with my little famous co-host, Kitty, Jackie Chan. Kitty, yes, my cat is named after Jackie Chan, and someday I'm going to ask him, what do you think about that? I named my cat after you, Jackie Chan. Actually, I know a lot about his key cats. One's name is Ding Ding and one name is Dong Dong. And I'm just wondering if he named his cat Ding Ding after the one of the films where this girl had a pet scorpion named Ding Ding. And I'm sitting here wondering, I wonder if that's why he actually got the name of his cat Ding Ding one of them, and I actually know which one's which. The one that has the orange color on the white is Ding Ding, and the other cat that Jackie Chan has is actually Dong Dong. Yes, I know I'm talking about Jackie Chan's kitty cats. What can I say? I'm a kitty cat person. I love all animals, but I got a, you know, kitty cats. And how I got my kitty, she just showed up in my backyard, and next thing you know, I had a cat. She actually came out of the bushes acting like a ninja, and she's actually staring at me right now lovingly and just loving it. And, you know, she's kind of a little chubby little kitty right now. She used to be, nothing but bones, like really sticking out. But I guess when you love something so much, you kind of fatten them up. Well, you can't complain. She has a nice little home, and she's a nice bed, and all the food she can eat, you know, water. Hey, what more could a kitty cat want, you know? And she's just adorable. She's a calico kind of money cat with some white on her, and she's just adorable. Gosh, I'm giving a radio show, and I'm either talking about Jackie Chan or my cat. Go figure. Anyway, I don't have a guest planned for the show tonight. I'm going to do, I think, only a half-hour show, maybe play two of my favorite songs that I actually have in the queue here. Maybe eventually I'll be able to get permission to get other songs for the queue. The two call-in numbers, if anybody wants to call in, but remember, do not talk about politics, religion, or sexual orientation. I might bring up some topics on future shows that are really important to me. But as of now, let's just have a fun show. And I'm lucky that I'm actually sitting up right now. It's just been one of those crazy weeks. And, yeah, I got that crazy type of flu, and I call it the alien flu that everybody at work has got. Oh, my gosh. I think I lost about 20 to 25 pounds since Sunday. Yeah, it's like, oh, the liquid diet. Yeah, and I'm sitting here, I'm going, oh, boy, let's try to do this half-hour show without being sick. Anyway, you know, the call-in number is, there's two of them. There's 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473, or the other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. But I have to admit that we're only going to have a show tonight for a half hour. So I need a little bit of rest, but you might catch me on Facebook posting a couple things after this. You know, I sometimes chat with some people, and it's really great because I get to connect with a couple people from around the world. And through my radio show, actually, it's actually been heard from people like as far as like England and New Zealand and a couple other places. And that's really kind of cool if you really think about it with today's technology. And I have to mention once again, I'm a tech tard. I'm an absolute tech tard, and I'm trying to learn as I go about, you know, technology and stuff. I'm a little bit slower about learning, but, you know, once I get the hang of something, you know, it just sticks with me. I take a little bit longer in learning things, but that's okay because, you know, I like to go at my own pace, and I learn as I go. So, you know, I don't know where everybody else is in the world, but I've come from Boston. I'm a Boston girl. I grew up in and around the cities of Boston. Moved up to Maine to, you know, work on a couple of films and such. And to be honest, it's like the North Pole up here. I think this morning it was below 0 degrees with the wind chill factor. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Maybe there's some polar bears running around up here or some penguins. But let me tell you, I don't even think the polar bears and the penguins could really stand this type of cold. It is so cold out. I want to hibernate myself for the rest of the rest of the winter. I think we got, what, 2 or 3 months left? And I'm just so looking forward to spring. And filming and fall care in the snow. Last weekend we didn't film. We've been doing some production thingies, so it's kind of what things working on. And I actually picked up a bow. Not meaning that I bought one, but I mean I actually picked it up. I used to be a long time ago on an archery league, and realizing, you know, I just know that I could still shoot it. We were practicing, all of us out carrying, all of us from the cast, we were practicing shooting. And I end up, you know, picking up the longbow, and lo and behold, I can still shoot it. So it's quite possible I could be shooting a bow and arrow in the film for fowl care. It's, you know, I think that's something that'd be kind of cool. Let's see if I can actually do it up on a horse. We still have a long way to go. You know, if anybody wants to check out the film and such, you can go to Fowl Care on Facebook. And it's FALDYYR. If you want to donate towards the film, you know, help out, go there, and you can speak to anybody at Fowl Care. And I just have to say that I'm not part really of, you know, the production itself. So you actually have to speak to someone from the Fowl Care page if you want to donate towards the film, because let me say, if anybody knows about films, they do know that everything, it does take money for a film. And, you know, with costumes, production, and even thinking about feeding the cast, you know, just for the day with things besides costumes. I mean, anything that you think of, production, every little detail that needs money, it comes down to doing it. Now, you don't have to have tons and tons of money, but you got to have a decent amount to make a decent film. And it's something where I do believe they're looking about putting it into a chain of theaters after it's done. No, that's as much as I know. Most of the stuff I can't really talk about. It's something that, you know, I mean, I do see what goes on. And it's, just let me just say this. It is pretty cool what I've seen been going on, you know, behind the scenes. But filming in the weather, in the snow, snow up to your knees, let me just say it's cold. It's very cold, and I keep trying to think, okay, how would Jackie Chan handle this? He would just do it. And we are just cold. It just seems as we're filming, as it's going on, it's just cold. And speaking of Falcare, yes, every show I play a song, and it's called Battle Song. It's by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Horace the Cor Deleuze, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And like with films, a song will set the mood to a film. You know, anything that's epic, like an epic film. And when I play this song, you're going to hear it. And like I said, I always play this song because I got to support things that I work with, and I'll constantly always talk about it any chance I will. So in the film Falcare, basically it's about five women that are whisked away from different time periods. And we become the Valkyrie. Now, I'm trying to learn as they go about, you know, the Greek gods. And, you know, I know about God and, you know, the goddesses and many different types of religion. But, you know, trying to learn about, it's not, I don't think, considered Greek mythology. It's another mythology, and I'm trying to learn as they go. And my brother's playing Thor. But when he's on set, I have to say, I cannot call him my brother. It's Director Z. And if I couldn't work with Z, I would never be able to work with Jackie Chan. I just have to put it out there because it's such, the whole thing about the training on the film, it's a lot of hard work. And I never thought I'd get this far and have this opportunity. And to play a superhero, it's a lot of hard work. So I'm going to play the song. It's a couple of minutes. And when you hear Battle Song, you're going to understand the feel because I think this is the song when we're actually doing battle. So everyone, here is the song, Battle Song. Enjoy, I'll be back. And that was Battle Song by the man, the myth, the legend himself, a Horus of Kor, Deliza, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Yes, and that's one song from an awesome film, Valkyrie. You know, anybody out there that has a dream, I say it all the time, you know, that have these dreams, you're just as good as anybody else, and you should at least try. And, you know, maybe your dream, maybe some people won't agree with it, but you still have every right to try. And believe me, if I'm out here doing this, so can you. I mean, what's stopping you? Of course, we all have good days, bad days. Nobody's life is perfect. You know, even the people that have, you know, see them on the outside, you know, they look all happy. Not everybody has a perfect life. Nobody's perfect in the world. And I will be the first one to say, I am imperfectly perfect. Well, you know, that means I'm going to be imperfectly perfect for the rest of my life. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm one of the most imperfect persons in the world, to tell you the truth, because I'm definitely not perfect. You know, I talk kind of funny. I have the Bostonian accent. Come on now. Talk really funny now. But, you know, here I am talking on a radio show, trying to stay up another about, what's it, 9:18 p.m.? About 12 more minutes. Of course, like I said, you probably can catch me on Facebook posting a couple of things after this. And I'm sitting here and the cat is kicking me. What are you doing? And she's like, hey, play with me, little butterball. Sometimes I call the cat Butters. Oh, boy. Anyway, there's so many things that I'm working on. There's a thing that I'm going to be starting to do in blogs and writing for a thing called Bully the Film. And it's exactly, I can't really say the plot, but if you can picture what Bullied, you know, the term of stuff is about, you know, the film, I don't know how many people are actually in it. I have an idea, but the film was actually written a couple years ago by Joe, and he's Joe Osborne from New Hampshire, and a bunch of us are actually coming on board, and Joe and myself, I know that we had bullies as, you know, kids and stuff. It's just something, you know, it's his experience he's going to talk about, and I'm going to talk about, you know, what happened to me as a child, and doing video blogs and writing, and then I actually have a part in the film. In the film, it talks about a kid that's bullied, and it's just a very tragic film. I can't really talk about the plot, but that's all that I'm going to say, and they're started casting in it, and I have a part as a cop in the film, and I, like I said, I can't say the plot, but it's basically what it is, and it's something that I take to heart because it's something I'm trying to help out of my own way and jump on board because I've been doing research that kids as young as 9 years old are taking their lives due to bullying. Now, I know as adults, we can laugh at the internet, no matter if people, whatever, say, and we can walk away. Because the internet, we can push away and we can get it up because we have adult minds. And the thing you got to remember, people will say when kids are getting bullied, you know, saying, why don't they just walk away or whatever. Remember, they don't have that adult mindset. Now, I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a doctor. But remember, they are children. You cannot say, you know, when kids want to take their life because of bullying, you cannot really blame parents and such. Kids are going to feel alone, and they're afraid to talk to their parents. How do I know this? It's because I was in that situation myself. Now, growing up, you know, with me, I didn't have, you know, no one to be able to go and talk to about things because it happened at school. It happened around the neighborhood. No one did nothing, not at home or anything like that. So it's something where I didn't believe I'm hurting people and getting revenge. And I don't, you know, I'm an adult, and I pick my own path. And revenge is just a big waste of time because you should be focusing on the positive things. Because the more you focus on the positive things and also giving back and helping each other in your own way, it actually betters you as a human being. And I just really think that, you know, kids out there, you know, you won't make it into adulthood. Now, you're going to have your own path and you're going to have your own battles, and you just got to learn and try to just know that you're not alone out there. A lot of us have gone through it. So, you know, out there, kids, I was there. Now, I may not have had the technology, but I was there. And, yes, I was alone, but I made it into adulthood. And just getting a little bit into martial arts, and my big dream is to work with Jackie Chan. No one can take that away from me. No one can stop me. And I'm working on quite a few things now. So just remember, if I can make it into adulthood with all things that have happened to me, I mean, look what I am. Where I am, I'm doing a radio show that can be heard all around the world. I'm doing films. You know, I pay my own bills. I have a job. I have my own place to live, you know, my own apartment and such. So it's really great that, you know, I'm able to do the things I'm doing. So I'm actually going to end the show with the song. And I know it's a little bit early, but a little bit tired here tonight. So I'm ending a song with Call Feel. And it has a really great feel to it. And it's actually one of my bros back in Boston, Mass, from Triceptus Studios, Crosby Tatum, who's finishing up his film Surprise Surprise, which I had him and some of the boys on my show to help raise some money for their film, and they were able to finish it. So I give a shout-out to Crosby Tatum, and do miss you, bro. Wish I was working on more project with you, and I just wish you so much happiness in the year of the water snake. So anyway, everyone, have a good night. I'm playing the song Feel. I had the honor to actually be in this video. Anyway, everyone, have a good night and enjoy the song, okay? Talk to you later. Remember, you're just as good as anybody else. Remember to reach for the stars and go for your dreams.
Yeah, last rip. Cata B, Miss Smith and Envy. For little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studios. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant all on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put yours on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha. You just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the lined up hair. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help to stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to fit. When you need